What we're going to do is the middle of the Mishnah, we're going to learn the Mishnah on Daf Pei Hei. We're going to learn the Mishnah on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, and we're going to skip to the Gemara on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. Let's just learn the Mishnah, and then we'll jump right to the Gemara for today's Daf. The Mishnah is as follows. Koidim Shani Oysel Al Pi Abba, V'Al Pi Avicha, V'Al Pi Echoi, Achi, Efsa Al Pi Achi, V'Al Pi Achicha, Eini Yochel Lohofer. A woman says that I'm not going to have Hanosh, Sheini Oysel, I will not do anything. I prohibit my labor, the work of my hands.
Pay him enough.
We're learning the Mishnah. I'm making the machnefano that the maise yodai, the labor of my hands shall be off limits to who? To my father, to your father, to my brother, to your brother.
That means that they cannot have
enough
for me.
Correct. They cannot have enough for me. So therefore, this is a neder that is not called inu nefesh, and it's not dvarm shebeinoy lebeino. Okay, the two take case where a husband has the power to be made for the wife, the nedam of his wife, it has to either be a neder of inu nefesh, or a neder that is between husband and wife. This is not between husband and wife, and this is not for child and father. So this does not qualify because whatever I do, my father may not have benefit from. She's not taking; she's giving. The work of her hands may not be the source for her father's benefit. She's not suffering; he's suffering. And anyway, it doesn't really matter anyway because she's not going in the case where she's in a suit. Over here, we're doing the case where No, I don't think it would make a difference. Her or not. But it makes the case simple over here. So therefore, the husband cannot be Mayfair because the husband can only be Mayfair. Dvarim shebeinoy lebeino or inu nefesh. And this is none of
what
the above.
You're learning the Mishnah?
The Mishnah. That pei hamad aleph. She'eini oise al pi abba v'al pi avicha v'al pi achi v'al pi achicha einoy yochol lehofer. Period.
What's the difference between Api Achim and Api Achicha?
There's no difference. My brothers and your brothers. She's coming to
prohibit. When you say your brother, you mean your father?
Her husband's brother, her brother-in-law. Her brother-in-law, that anything that she does is off-limits with a neder, a koinam, as a karban, to any one of her relatives, to her father, to her father-in-law, to her brother.
She's
to
talking
her
to her husband, I'm not doing it.
Yes.
Yes.
So, any yachal
lahafer. What does that mean, I'm not doing a corn?
That anything that I do, they may not derive benefit. The work of my hands, they may not derive benefit. They may not. It is off limits for them to derive benefit from Martin. From
that's
my
what it means. Something I don't know.
What? That's what it means. It means that they are not allowed. She's making a classic neder. A woman says that my father and your father, my brother, your brother, are not allowed to derive benefit from my labor, from my actions, from my assets. So this is a classic neder. So the question is, does the husband have the power to be Mayfair the neder? And the answer is he does not.
Why?
Because a husband can only be Mayfair nedarim that are between him and her, personal, or even if it's not between him and her, if it is a type of a neder which brings upon herself bodily affliction, called inui nefesh, then the husband has the power to be Mayfair. These type of nedarim.
We don't consider mental affliction as part of a reason for it to be Mayfair. After a while, she's going to begin to realize.
No, it seems not. You're asking very good. So that is exactly the chiddush of the Mishnah. There obviously is going to be some type of psychological damage, obviously. And you would easily want to say, at least in today's day and age, in the 21st century, that's called inui nefesh. That's called affliction, inui nefesh. So the Mishnah is teaching us that, not denying that there's inui, but that's not the Torah's definition of inui in this case, and the husband does not have the power to be made for the neder. In the laws, maybe she can go to a chacham, and she can say to the chacham, had I known that they would have labeled me as mentally ill, and they would want to give me a prescription for some type of medical so that I never would have made the neder. Okay, that's called going to be matir the neder. But a husband does not need a Pesach, does not need any kunsim. The husband can just say on the spot, I don't want finished. But in order to do that, you have to fulfill conditions. It has to be called inui nefesh or dvarim shebeino lebeino. According to the Mishnah, this is not called inui nefesh. in modern society, people today that if you know if you're not if you someone says boo to you, that's called inu nefesh. You know, it's like the world came to an end. Okay, if you walk into a room, you're not wearing a mask. You're torturing someone. You're gonna kill them. You're gonna kill them. It's given inu nefesh. Yeah, maybe in today's society, but the Mishnah holds in the threshold of halacha that it's insufficient. Let's go weiter. So Amar Shmuel, so therefore the Mishnah says, "Kolim shani yosel alpi aba alpi avicha alpi achi alpi avicha eini yochel lofer." Next, new halacha. Halacha number two: She'eini oisel alpicha. A woman says to her husband, "My dear husband, although you're so good and kind to me, and I owe everything I have to you in my life, guess what?
What does that mean?
No good deed goes unpunished, and therefore I hereby make the declaration." Anything that I have, you, my husband, may not derive benefit. Because you, my husband, you are a nobody.
That's it.
What? Even the chos is laughing. Right. So guess what? The husband doesn't even need to make a neder. This neder is DOA, dead on arrival. Does not even need to make a neder because since this is called, she has no right. Basically, she has no power to make such a neder because everything that she does, she has shibudim to her husband. A woman who gets married has obligations. It's called a neder because she can. No, because who said it's not an obligation? If a woman makes a neder, something that's not. Right. In this case, because a woman who gets married has certain basic obligations. According to Chazal, a woman who gets married has an obligation to take off her husband's. No, they both ways. A husband has now aksuba. He has to support her. No, ezoin va'afarnes yosichi lichi. She, the Gemara we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, she has to take off, she has to wash his feet, his hands, and his face. And she has to make the bed.
That's what it says in the Ksuba.
Yes. Not in the Ksuba, it's in the Gemara. The Gemara. A woman has an obligation to make the bed and to wash his feet, to wash his hands, and to wash his face every single day.
Nobody does that anymore.
Who says? How do you know? The Sefer Chassidim says that the woman has to address her husband with respect.
And what did he say?
She's supposed to call her husband by a title, Rebbe.
Nah, that's what the Sefer
says. Yeah. When the husband walks into the house, when the husband walks into the house, the wife is supposed to say, Rebbe, Rebbe, sit down. Then,
probably means then master.
Then take off the shoes.
No, it means master.
Clean
probably.
His shoes.
Probably means
yeah, master.
Master.
So does your wife call you master?
That's what the Sefer Chassidim says. Was there ever in time people did that?
Was there ever a time? Well, the Sefer Chassidim says you have to do this. It must be that his wife did it for him.
You ring a bell, your wife has to come in like the servant to the old days. You know, they used to ring a bell, the servant had to come.
Rabbi Sai, don't try this at home. Just because it says this in the Gemara. Don't try this at home. There's a warning from the surgeon rabbi. The rabbi general. Don't try this at home. Let's go weiter. Okay, so therefore, if she says to her husband, I'm making a koyman that you are not allowed to derive pleasure from my labor, my possessions. The husband doesn't even need to be made for this neder because since she has obligations to her husband, she has no power to make a neder that go against her obligations. Good?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
So therefore, she'eni oisel apicha einet tzach lafer. Rabbi Akiva oimer, yofer, no. She must be made fair. You know, the husband must be, why not? Shema. It's like a dava shaloi bol oilam. The Gemara says, holy Gemara sugya, Shema. Ta'adif olav yoyser min her royal, because a woman only has an obligation to do things to her husband to a certain point. Once she reaches the boiling point, once she reaches a certain threshold, then she has no obligation. Memela, she may do for her husband more than what is obligated, and whatever is over that obligation, the neder is indeed chal upon. And then it turns out to be a davar shebeino lebeino, and a davar shebeino lebeino, he has to be mefer, and he has the power to mefer.
Because
she may give the husband, do for the husband more than what she's entitled to. Let's say a rough example, it's not accurate, but let's say the husband has to support his wife. How much, why does a woman who, let's say she earns money, she goes, she has a job, she earns money, whatever she earns goes to the husband. Why? Because the husband has to support her no matter what. Even if she's disabled, it is the duty of a husband to support his wife. But let's say she has such a good job that she makes more money than his support. He has a duty to support her. How much does he have to support her? Whatever the average going rate is. How much does it cost food for a person a day? How much does it cost? I don't know. How much do you spend money on food a day? $20, $30, I don't know, $40, $50. Everyone is different. How much they spend, how much the bag of pretzels cost? Shlemi. How much does it cost? Bag of pretzels cost about, you can get cheap for, you can get for 99 cents. I'll show you where to get for 99 cents. I'm getting for free. I got to get for free a bag of pretzels. Okay, so let's say, so you have to give her the bag of pretzels. Give her some food, whatever. So let's say it's $20 a day. Let's say she makes $30 a day. It's not fair. I'm making more money than what you're supporting me. So in that case, okay, you have to define what the case is. She basically can say to her husband, get lost. I don't need you. I can do better by myself than you support me. So even if she does not make that stipulation, since she can make that stipulation, theoretically, so therefore, let's say she earns $30, and now the $30 is going to her husband, so you can no longer say that the husband does not need to be made for the neder, because she has no right to prohibit her ma'isi odecha on her husband, because she has an obligation to give the husband whatever she makes. Not so fast. She only has an obligation to give what she makes if she's making up to the amount of money that she needs to live, what her husband supports her.
Mm-hmm.
But once she makes more money than what her husband supports her, since she can technically say, you know what, I'll keep the money for myself, I'll support myself, and I'll keep the leftovers because I do better than what you do for me, then if she does not make that stipulation and she gives the husband all of her assets, she's giving the husband more than what the husband deserves, mm-hmm. and then the neder indeed is chal on that extra. And now that extra becomes in the category of Dvar Moshe Beinoy Lebeino, and the husband has the power, or is the neder is chal, and the husband should be made for the neder, so he can get that extra $10, in our example.
From the wife.
From the wife. So, look at the hill, look at Rashi. Rashi, Shema,
yeah.
Okay, that means how much money does she make? Five, how much the weight, and the, you know, she produces wool, she spins wool, and I don't remember what they're talking about. Which is 10 coins, the weight of 10 coins in the Galil. In the Galil, did a different economic system.
It's like a Mishkan Chomishlam, where? Shasi, Yehuda?
Shasi, she makes, which is Shasi means thread. Shasi means the weight she spin. What do women do parnasa? They were occupational therapists, OTs. And what do they do in their OTs? They spin people in circles. Physical therapy. Turn like this, turn like that. And how much weight? They would spin wool. They would take wool and they would spin it and they would produce a finished product. And the finished product was sold by weight. By weight. How much weight? The weight of coins. Now in Yehuda and Galil, they had different economies. They had independent economies and they had different weights.
That was
different,
in Yehuda.
In Galil, it was double. It was double because it was a different whatever. I don't know the details. But the point over here is, let's say she exceeds that amount. Let's say she's doing so well. She's very talented and is able to produce more than the average person. So the extra, the hadafa, she can keep for herself. So if she is so gracious to give her husband the extra hadafa that she's not obligated to do, on the hadafa, there's a chalois koinam. The neder is chal on the hadafa. She only has to give her husband what basically the husband is guaranteeing to give her in the ksuba.
Yeah.
The husband on the day of his wedding, he says, va'ano ekor ve'ezon ve'eflach, I will honor you, I will support you. So how much does the husband have to support her? There's a limit. He has to give her $20.
But she doesn't have to honor him?
No, she has other obligations.
What's the other obligations? She
has to wash. That's, I don't know, a few other things. I don't even know what they, I don't know what they are. But if she works, let's say, therefore.
What's the definition of honor? He has to honor her.
He has to honor her?
Yeah, what's the definition? How do you define
fur
honor?
Coat. Fur coat. Buy a new shetel every Yom Tov.
And how do you understand this? How do you understand this today? When people get married, sometimes 5-10 years into the marriage, the wife's still supporting him.
We live in the Alma de Shikra.
No, but how?
Yeah, that's the answer. We live in Alma de Shikra.
But is that right?
Is that right?
Husband sits and learns.
Teire. Yeah, you see what he says, Shlomi.
What?
You see what Shlomi says? He's supporting her. He's learning Torah. If he wouldn't be learning Torah, then she would be making money.
Yeah, sure.
They've brainwashed Shlomi. They've done on Shlomi such a job. Unbelievable what they did to Shlomi. The Hasidim, that's right. The Satmar of Hell, no koiler. Satmar of Hell, you get married 18 and you're out in the street working the day after you get married.
He felt it's enough. You learn 1 hour before davening, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening.
The day after you get married, you're off to work. The day after, they begged Rabbi Yoel. Can't do that. It's America. In America is an Andish. We do things differently. You have to learn. Okay, clinical for 1 year. Right? It's a true story. You don't tell this to me. The Rav son told this to me.
I knew this. It's an old thing.
The Sabbath, they did not want they should work. They should go to Kohl for nothing. And the Hasidim had to convince him that in America, we do things different. In America, the Hasidim tell the Rav what to do. In the Haim,
it was the Rav who told
the Hasidim what to do. Okay, right.
The reason why he can make for her is because if she's making in a case when she's making much more money,
correct?
That
exactly. That's what it says in Rashi. Shemet of Levi Yosef, the royal Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, Oymer Yafa Shem Yigar Shenu V'Tei Yisrael.
And why is that already?
That's the Gemara's question. It's do you
use Yisrael Zev Yisayin
Kasha? It's Davar Shle Bali Olam.
No, that wasn't. That's not what bothered me, but.
There's a real possibility. There's a real possibility that she will earn more money than what she's been supported. In the mail, there's a hadafa, and the hadafa, there's a chalais isra on the hadafa.
Oh, so that extra money, she's not mechoyev to give to him.
No.
So therefore, he could...
Exactly.
He has a koyev. Exactly. It's not an obligation.
Right. Now we come to the shita of the hilik of Yochanan Menuhi.
Oh, so the Gemara is going to discuss this.
Yes.
It hasn't happened
yes.
yet.
Rabbi Yochanan Menuhi, I made another reason. Yafa Shema Yigar Shena Viti Asura Lov. Because maybe he will divorce her. Shema Yigarshan, and maybe he will divorce her. Therefore, if he divorces her, therefore, the only time the husband is entitled to her Maise Yoder is while they are married. But what happens if the husband divorces her? And then he sees her in the street, and she wants to give him something, she wants to go give him some benefit. It's not so uncommon that a man divorces a woman, and the woman continues to provide benefit for the husband. And what?
According to, what did he say?
Okay.
According to Jewish law, no. Only the ksuba.
No, he has no obligation. A man is married to a woman.
No, I'm talking about after he gets divorced.
And then he gives her a divorce. What's going to happen if they ever happen to meet each other and she gives him something? Let's say they have children. Yeah. It's not impossible. Let's say they have children together.
Yeah.
And the marriage doesn't work out. But because they have children, they're always going to be in contact with each other because of the children.
Right.
So in the process, they're going to have to communicate because of the children to a degree. In the process, maybe she will give him a dime. She'll give him a pen to sign the form. She'll give him something. Let's say there's some type of complication. They're going to have to go to court for something.
Yeah.
And she'll give him here, take the pen, sign it already. And he'll forget. So by him signing with her pen, she is giving him benefit. And he is not allowed to derive benefit from this woman.
Right.
Even though when they were married, so whatever, there was no need to be mefer because she's being masne, masha kasa b'Torah.
Right.
But no, it's not masne because it may come about a time in history, later in their life, when they get divorced.
Nay.
And if they get divorced, then the chalois neder will go into effect. Because then she has no obligations
right.
to him.
Nay.
And if at that point in time she will provide him with a small benefit, he is being nichshol.
But he has sura
Allah after divorce.
Who will be also the husband?
The husband will not be allowed to derive benefit
but
from
her. But
it's
not her husband. He made it not. I'm not drawing benefit.
So this, you're saying a lie. See, you're a tremendous lamdan, and you're making a lot of very important points. But the obvious Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds. Right now they are married. Right now she's making a statement. This man, in front of me, happens to be, he's my husband. Happens to be. But this man, I'm making a neder that anything that I possess or own for the rest of my life should be off limits to him with a neder. Oh, it happens to be they're married. Big deal, they're married. So it happens to be they're married. What does it matter? What, because you're married, so it means you want goof? It's this man. So right now, the husband.
Oh, so it happens to be it's her husband, but he says, I got it.
Happens to be, you see that? A whole new mahos in marriage. So Rabbi Sholimin over here. He's a very big.
By the way, Yerch Menuri, you know, is Rabbi Yerchana Sandler. You know that.
Yerchana is a Sachana Sandler?
Yeah, the shoemaker.
Maybe she will be providing benefit. So it's this man. It's this man. So now what happens if they get divorced? So then, Taka, they have nothing to do with each other according to Halacha, and the neder is chal. And then if you're not going to make for the neder now, you're not going to know. And then the day may come when this man will end up having benefit from this woman, and he's doing a terrible avera. So therefore, in order to make sure this never happens ever, we tell this fellow, really, me'ikar adin, while you're married, you don't even need to be made for the neder.
Yeah.
But because there's a chalois that can happen theoretically when there's a divorce, chas v'shalom.
Interesting chiddush.
So me'mail will be made for the neder now. Okay? So it's chas the whole mishnah. At least we only learned.
And of course, it's talking within the same day.
Within, right. Okay,
mass less.
No, he only has the power to be made for within the same day. Once the day passes, he can't be mefer anymore. That's
we're
it.
Talking about within
right,
the
so
same
so
day.
So we're telling him to be mefer within that same day.
He's able to do it because he might divorce
in
10 her.
10 years from now, right. He may divorce
right.
Okay, so let's not chaz the Mishnah. Nachmol the Mishnah. Koinam she eini oise, eini oiso. Okay, we learn over grammar today. If we only learn this from certain grammar, it's dayenu. Zohar is a segol, and the keva is a komatz. Komatz. Segol. The yisem li segula.
Say this again. With a segel is what?
Segel is always masculine.
Okay, and
and feminine is a komatz. Komatz.
Interesting. Okay.
Memela. That's why the correct nikud is going to be the woman says koinam she'eni o so. The subject of this expression is a female, and memela the vowelization is o so with a komatz. Koinam she'eni o so. If you only learned that, it was kedai.
You're learning the Rashi now?
I'm reading the Mishnah again. I want to chaz the Mishnah.
Yeah.
At least it should be a shir and not a drasha. When you come home tonight, what did you learn? You can rattle off the Mishnah. If it'll be a drasha, you'll say, what did you learn? I learned nothing. Koinam she'eni oisa al pi abav yal pi avicha yal pi achiv yal pi achicha einoi yachol lehafer. You cannot be mefer. Why can you not be mefer? It's not dvarim shebeinu lebeinu, and it's not dvarim shel inu nefesh. Period.
Yeah.
Halacha number two of the Mishnah. She'eni oy so al picha. To you, my husband, my dear husband, you're so good to me. You're so kind. But my husband, remember this lesson for the rest of your life. No good deed goes unpunished. And Amela, I'm telling you, you may not derive benefit from me. What is the halacha in case number two? The husband need not be mefer. She was masna al masha kosov b'toira. She had no right to make a statement like that, a chutzpah nifla, to talk like that to the husband. Amela, it's not even chal the neder. There's no need to do nothing. Eini tzarech lahafer. Now we have two different opinions that disagree. The Halakha Rabbi Akiva and the Halakha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Who do you want to be learning b'charusa with? Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Shlomi, you learned already Shas 37 times. Who would you want to be a chavrusa with? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler or Rabbi Akiva? I would go Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. I'll get a free pair of shoes. What? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is Rabbi Akiva? Who says that? Truly? Art scroll. No, why do they have to tell you that? Why is that relevant? Rabbi Yochanan Bruri is not Rabbi Yochanan Sandler?
Yeah, it is.
Well, he says it is. The Chosid says it is. The Machleik is the Litvak and the Chosid. Right in the Mishnah. Nochmal. She'eni yais apicha, eni tzochlof. Rabbi Kiva was... All right, fine. The chronology, this is something fine. Let's go by it. Eini yochlof, she'eni yais apicha, eni tzochlof. Rabbi Kiva imer, ketu dechilu gideis. Yofer, why? Shema, hadif, olav, yoyser, min haroyloi. If she will earn more than what he supports her, then that earning technically does not need to go to her husband, and the neder is chal upon that hadafa, and the male of the husband will be nene from that hadafa. He's being over on the iser chomor of neder, so the male will be in his best interest to be made for neder, so she never should happen. And Rabbi Yochanan Menuri over another swara why he should make this shema tigarshena. You offer a shema, you go shema v'tihi asur alaf, and then it's michal on every last penny, and if he'll be nene, it'll be a violation. Memela, what do you need this for? Lamali litzara hazais. Nip it in the bud.
What does this mean? The lav called kamina lafuke.
There's no power. Lav called kamina, they have no power. Okay, let's go back. Labala. How does it have power on that? It doesn't have power.
Oh, who doesn't have power?
I don't know which Rashi you're referring to.
The Rashi shayna is l'tich entzor lafet. The amna klum. She didn't say anything. The lav called kamina lafuke labala madzachle rachmana.
The loy amra klum. The lav called kamina. She does not have the power. Yeah. Lav kol kamina is translated in English. She does not have the power.
Lafkue
labal, to deny, to take away,
from the husband.
Madzachle, what the Torah gave the husband.
I got it. Okay.
Right. Now we go to the Gemara. Now let's do the one Gemara. Then we're going to skip to this Amud. Let's do the one Gemara. Amud Shmuel. Shmuel says, Halacha Krab Yochanan Menuri. Okay. What is the rule? The rule here, we've learned this many, many times. Whenever it says in the Gemara, this is the halacha, you can bet your bottom buck that's not the halacha. And this is a good another, because over here, it doesn't say over here any letter in the Maseret Tashas. Okay. Remember, Rabbi Yishol Zev, you mask him to that, you say it? Whenever the Gemara tells it's the halacha, it's not the halacha. Okay. Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Remember, what is Rabbi Yochanan Menuri? It says because Shem Yigoshena. Now that means, so in other words, you have to go a step weiter. You got to go a step weiter. That means, according to Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, you would not be mefer. Let's say the husband would not be mefer, and then they would get divorced, So according to Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, if in this situation the wife would give a pen to the husband, and the husband would use the pen, the husband would be over on this deraisa of neder. Is that Rabbi Yochanan Menuri said? Right now, ainoit tzochlof. Is the married? If they're married, the wife does not, but maybe one day they will come and get divorced. And when they get divorced, then the wife has no obligation to her husband. And at that moment in time, the husband will be nene from the maaseh of the wife, who will be over of his ex-wife, he's being over on this nedarim. Right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara said it's not correct. And it's not correct. You know why it's not correct?
Could you explain Rashi? Rashi adds one thing under Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. This is the first one. Once you go on that walk, Shemi Gershana, but they are sure left, so what? Means you can't remarry him?
Oh, you're saying that I didn't notice this. With the hey asura should be also last the oisa malacha she oisa achar gershin kishatava birushusai. Okay, I'm not sure what he means over here.
Utehei asura. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, he says,
It seems what he's saying over here, you're right, he's saying a very long shavar. It seems what he's saying over here is that he's not going to be able to marry. When a man marries a woman, he has to, built into the laws of marriage, he has to be able to marry a woman that he can derive pleasure from.
Yeah,
that's the way life is. When you marry to another person, you automatically are deriving pleasure from that person. So if he will divorce her, at that moment in time, they're not connected, so the neder is going to be triggered. The neder will be triggered, and now he's not allowed to have enough from this woman. If you're not allowed to have enough from this woman, you can't marry her. Let's discuss a different case. Let's say a man dates a woman. He dates a woman, and the date is so horrible. At the end of the date, he says, "I make a neder. I don't want to have anything to do with you." Now that neder is it chal? Of course it's chal. They're not married. A man meets a woman. He does with her business. He does with her business, and they get into a horrible fight. And he makes a neder. I make a neder that I'm not allowed to have any pleasure from you. Okay, people fight, make it, I don't do you. He can now never marry this woman unless he's matineder, because the definition of marriage is you're having pleasure from another person. There's a certain protocol of marriage, whether you want to say it's biblical or rabbinic. When you marry a person, automatically her maaser then become yours. Entering into matrimony automatically entitles the husband to her assets or her maaser yodel. But you now have set yourself up. You made a neder. Forget it. You're not married to the woman. You make it. You can't marry her because by using Rav Mikudeshes, you're attempting to take into your to become connect to a person that you will have benefit from her maaser yodel, but you're not allowed to. So it's an impossible situation. Now this man, I don't know, according to Rashi seems to be saying over here, tremendous chiddush, is that a person always has to have the ability to be machzik rishosai. Mr. Rappaport, you're saying very good. I don't know. Rashi over here is saying something very, very deep, which I can't put my finger on. I don't know. Rashi, why does Rashi need to add this concept of that he can never take her back? So don't take her back. Who cares? So don't take her back. He's saying that there's a halacha, as the Rash comes in the Chadash halacha, that a man is not allowed to live with a woman if he's not able to be mekayeh machzeh gerushasai. Now we know when it comes to a kahuna, a man who is a kohen by definition can never be machzeh gerushasai. Right? That's by definition. So are you saying that by a Yisrael, that doesn't apply? A Kohen is living with a woman that he can never remarry in case he gets divorced, correct? Because if a Kohen divorces his wife, she's a Gerusha, and he can never take her back.
If he's a Kohen, yeah.
Right? So are you saying that a Yisrael, why should a Yisrael be any different? If a Yisrael creates a matzah where it's impossible for him to take back this woman in the event that he marries her, why should the Yisrael be different? Why should the Yisrael be different than a Kohen? You know what I'm coming to ask?
Why should it be different?
Oh, because
a Kohen by definition is in a marriage where he cannot be, if he divorces her, he cannot take her back. A Yisrael is not in that situation. If a Yisrael divorces a woman, he can take her back as long as she did not marry someone else in between. So let's say we have a Yisrael.
Why is it that once she married second time, then she divorced her, he cannot marry?
It's a Mefarish HaPasuk. Okay, you don't have to get into time of the Krah. Mefarish HaPasuk. So ordinarily, a Yisrael can take back his Gerusha. So what should be so terrible if a Yisrael does something in Lomdis to create a situation that if he were to divorce her, he cannot take her back. He shouldn't be worse than a Kohen. And how would he create that situation? While they're married, he says to her, I make a neder, while she makes a neder, she makes a neder, that I will never allow you to derive benefit from me. So for the duration of their marriage, the neder is not even chal, because she has no power to do so. But if they get divorced, then they're no longer connected, then at that moment in time, the neder she made 20 years ago goes into effect. So if it goes into effect, the man is now not allowed to have benefit from her. If he's not allowed to benefit from her, he can't marry her. Because he can't marry a woman that he can't have benefit from. Because the essence of marriage is having benefits. So what's so terrible? So you...
is setting up a what-if situation.
Yes.
I mean, like he's... The Gemara will talk about Shalai, but it's like, okay. I mean, it's like you're saying.
Well, now Rabbi Akiva also set up a what's if situation because he says, Shema, Tadif Alav Yosef Min Aralai. Shema, maybe she'll make more money than she's really obligated to give him. Zel Bazach. So you're saying is that, well, there's a difference. There's Shema, Tadif. No, there's a 40% chance she'll make more money. Shema Yigrashena, it's a 2% chance. What are the statistics? How many marriages end in divorce? What are the statistics? Whatever the statistics are, but it's certainly a lot less. So at what point in time do you have to take into consideration Shema? So you, Mr. Rabbi, what you're saying is divorce is on a much, much lower level. That's already far-fetched. And Rabbi Kiva's Hadafa, it's not so far-fetched. It's not common. It's not common. The reason is that takana, the husband must support, is because it's not common. Most women do not make, in ancient times, do not make more money than the husband. Not, do not. But it is a much higher possibility.
It's very common that women today make more than
today. Well, we live in Olam Hafuch today. Today we live in a different world.
No, seriously, yeah. I know somebody like that.
Everyone is like that. Oh, go down the whole shul over here. Every person in the shul's wife makes more money than them. I'm looking around now. Vita. Okay, so now we learned Mishum Shrabba. Yes, the very kasha. I don't know the answer. Rashi says that the problem over here is I just told you maybe when they'll go to open school night for their children, they have their marriage, they're divorced. They'll be sitting by the PTA together, and the husband will want to sign a document, and this ex-wife will give him a pen to sign. So he'll go and he'll take the pen to sign. Oh, he was now with Nichol in the Avera. So Rashi says there's no PTA in those days. You know what you're talking about. They're not allowed to be with each other. The whole issue over here is something more fundamental. It's an issue of machzir girushasai. So the question is, who cares about machzir girushasai? Why should that be a problem? I'm asking, why should that be any different than a coin? Obviously, there's more to the story, which I don't know. I want to learn the Gemara. Let's go a little bit weiter.
What is malach? What malacha?
Any malach. She earns $5.
Oh.
Okay, let's go. Or she does anything. She wants to go take off her shoes.
I got it.
Let's say it's machzir. She'll take off his shoes. That's already in Avera. Because now I have enough. Omar Shmuel. Okay. Halacha Yochanan Rui. Lememra Hirovah Yochanan Rui, which means Enachanami. A man, the reason why a man should be matter a neder like this is because they may get divorced. And if they get divorced, the neder is chal.
Yeah.
Frek the Gemara. Oh. Lememra Dekasava Shmuel Oda Makdish Dava Shloibol Yoilam. Right now, they're married. If they're married right now, you're going to tell me you have to worry about what's going to be in case they get divorced. They didn't happen yet. The divorce yet did not yet happen. So therefore, how can she make a neder on an event, on a tekufa that did not yet happen? In order for that to be chal.
No, she could make a neder. No, but how could you say that he could be made for her?
No, how could she make the neder? Or the maktish. The maktish is the neder. Neder has a status of kedusha.
How could you make a neder?
See, this was very, very nice with the beginning of the Masechta, when we learned that the laws of Nedarim are rooted in the laws of Hekdish.
Yeah, yeah.
So when she makes a neder, she's being makdish, that it's going to be prohibited for the husband to derive benefit from her at a later time, after she receives her get. The get wasn't even written yet. And the assets that she's earned after the get didn't come into existence yet. So how could she make a neder, b'nogei, what's going to happen after, in a different era? A person, a man is makdish. The ma'aseh de'ishtoi, harei.
Again,
I'm makdish,
but I'm
makdish. Yes, a man is married.
Yeah.
A man is married, and he says, "I want to hereby be makdish what my wife's going to make next year."
What do you mean?
I want to be the property of the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah. Okay. Makdish.
So harei zoy the isha oisav yocheles. It's not chal. The hamoisar.
What do you mean? Harei zoy oisav yocheles.
So he has no power to do so. Why does he have no power to do so? Why does he have no power to do so? Because it's not his. So Rashi explains. Rashi is we have to explain. Look at the Rashi on top of the page. You have to explain this always. The case there is going where the husband is not supporting his wife. When they got married, they were prenups. Oh, the prenups, when they got married, the husband and the wife, they agreed, you know what? Don't support me.
You could do such a thing.
Yes. The Farish and the Mishnah. Mishnah, we learned it together. When a man and woman get married, they can make a decision. You, my husband, have no responsibility to support me. In exchange, I have no obligations to give you my money.
Right.
Whatever I earn, you have no rights.
Right.
Separate bank accounts. Do you ever go give a gift at a wedding, chasen kala, give a gift? And what do you do when you give a gift? You write down, you look at the chasen's name, the kala's name, you write down Mr. and Mrs. You write down as a couple.
Yeah.
And you write it on the check.
Yeah.
And then you get back a thank you card. Can you please make out the check to either the chasen or the kala? We don't have a joint bank account. Did it happen to you, Shlemi?
I know.
37 times it happened to you.
I know somebody, when he goes to a wedding, he doesn't give a gift, he doesn't give money, because he doesn't know, maybe in 3 months from now, they're going to get divorced.
You know what he says?
He waits 3 months, then he gives the gift.
Guy, I doesn't promise give you, I know such a person. He knows someone that will not give a gift for 3 months, because he's afraid
the marriage won't last.
The marriage won't last.
After 3 months,
then he'll send a check.
What a strange character.
He says,
strange guy.
You had that?
What?
Did you ever, did you ever have a situation where you go and make a check to Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so, and then you get back in the mail, please make out the check either to the chasen or to the kala, because we don't have a joint bank account.
Do you tell them to return the old check first?
No, because maybe one day we will, and then we'll cash it. But you only have 90 days to do that. Before the check expires.
Oh yeah, 90 days.
Really had experience like that?
I'm totally joking. But that's what it says here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the case here is going where they don't have a joint bank, and they don't have not a joint. The case where they decided when they got married,
yeah.
Husband, no thanks. You live on your kollel check. And I'll live on my seven figure.
What do they do? They split the cash. What if you don't? You get $100 bill in the envelope. You hand it to the customer.
And a scissors. You take a pair of scissors.
$100 bill in half.
Did you ever try to take? Try this. I want you to try this. You go to the base. Some of the stores they take dollar bills that's ripped. Take $200 bills. And cut that and attach it to the wrong end. See if they check the serial number that the left and the right are from the same $100 bill. See what happens. Okay, so let's go back over here. So here we have a case where the husband and wife, before they get married, they agree to split. Before they get married, they agree to have a divorce. Ah, you, my wife, the wife says, you, my husband, you live off your koil check. I will live off my seven-figure salary. Shalom al Yisrael. So then, what? So then they get married. And then the husband, he comes back from koil one day, and he makes an announcement. Koinam, I hereby declare prohibited the money that my wife earns. So the wife says, you're a nutcase. You have no power to prohibit my money. You have no head. It's mine. It's not yours. We agreed. Mine is mine. Yours is yours. You sleep in the basement. I have the house of myself. You. It's not yours. So the mission says she's 100% right. Of course she's right. Listen to your wife. Of course she's right. So harezo oiseh, she can work v'yocheles, and she can spend the money whatever she wants, because the husband has no power to do this. Yeah.
Why?
Because they allow to make a tanai. He has no rishus.
Listen, the husband is makdish. He's
the husband makes an announcement.
He says, "I'm makdish your."
I'm makdish is why my wife's assets.
Makdish means for the beis hamikdash.
For the beis hamikdash, yeah. At the sheva brachas.
No.
They ask him to make a drasha.
So he says, "Harayzu oisa v'chelas v'moisa."
Moisa yodel.
So harayzu oisa.
So the halach is the woman. It's not chal. Whatever the husband said, whatever the wife said, the husband said is just wasted words.
What's the lashon oisa?
She can work. She can go to work. Yeah. She can proceed business as usual,
and she
can consume the assets that she earns. She can spend for herself, because the husband, the hegdish is not chal.
Right.
But let's say she only can do this up to, now I gave you, I made a joke, she's making seven figures. Let's say, what would the husband ordinarily give her every single day as an allowance? Make believe $20. I'm just making $50. Every day, wife, the amount it costs to support you a day is $50.
Yeah.
So she says, you know, husband, I don't need you. I make more than $50. You let's split. And let's say now she makes $60.
Yeah.
Oh, the extra $10, what the husband would ordinarily give her, that's called the hadafa.
Yeah.
Hadafa. So it says the hamoisar. Rabbi Meir, I'm a hegdish. Ooh. Taka. Because that money, that's what we learned before, it's hegdish. Because when the husband made an announcement, I'm being makdish, the ma'aseh of my wife.
So it means
up until
extra,
what he would give her.
Because till then, he has no right to say that.
But if she makes $60...
He has no right to say that because she has to give...
This marriage is going in a unique case. Rashi says this case is going with a split. She said, you don't support me. I will support myself. Even though they split, the husband is still entitled to a degree.
Right.
Anything she makes more than what he would ordinarily have to pay her.
Yeah.
So let's say Taka now she makes $60.
Yeah.
So on $10, the neder is chal.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well, why is it chal? She doesn't have to give that extra.
She does have to give. On the $10, she does have to give that $10. She doesn't have to give the $50, but she has to give
the
$10.
No.
Because she's supporting herself. The husband's not supporting her.
Talking about which, okay, I got it.
So therefore, they're hegdish, because of the hadafa. Now comes the contradiction. Rabbi Yochanan san lo oimer chulin. It's no. He has absolutely no right in even the extra $10. He has no right. Why? Now, the Omar Shmuel, here comes our sugya. What does Shmuel say about Omar Shmuel? Halacha, the halacha is Kirab Yochanan Hassan. Oh, so what do you see in this halacha? What we learn over here is, what's the talk of the law? That's why when the husband said, I hereby am makdish my wife's ma'aseh yadecha. So even though Taka, he has no rights in the first $50, but he does have rights in anything that's above $50.
Because they split it after.
Because that he has a right to.
Right.
Marriage, right. Being married to a person automatically entitles you rights. The rule of marriage is mashakana isha kana bala.
Right.
Why? Because but the wife has a right to say, you know what, don't support me. Why is it mashakana isha kana bala? Because the husband can support her. Because the husband, it's a trade-off. Because I have an obligation to support you, mimeilu you have to give me your ma'aseh yedecha. But that only goes up until the amount of money the husband has an obligation
right,
to support her.
Right.
So let's say it's any penny above $50 right. That automatically goes to the husband. If it goes to the husband, l'cha'oira, the neder should be chal.
Right.
So why then does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui says that the neder is not chal on anything above $50? It's a davar shaloi bol olam. The ein other makdish davar shaloi bol olam. Alma ein other makdish davar shaloi bol olam. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I really want to do the next step. We're really going to have a chitay maki kama halacha. So therefore, we have a stira. We have here a stira over here. The chitay maki kama halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui al ha'adafa. Who the kamar? So what do you want to answer me? You want to say that no? When we say that the halacha is not like when we said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui that says that that it is. When we said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, that it's going to be chal, that's going on. Then let it say it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui says that it's chulin. Wait. What's the answer? The key comma. Hadafa. Hadafa.
It's not going on Gershon at all.
Oh. Right. Let's see Rashi. Kloimar. Halacha Yochanan ben Nui. The Amar Yafer. Hainu time the Yafer. Mishum Hadafa. The lawyer. So we're going back. We're going back on the previous Gemara, on the case of not on the case of Hadafa. Right? When he said Halacha Yochanan ben Nui, there were two cases. There was the case of Hadafa and the case of Gerishin. Now we go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Omar Shmuel Halacha Yochanan ben Nui. Now Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, what did he comment on? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui primarily said his case on what? On Yofer Shema Yigor Shena Utihi Asulav. What would Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui say about Hadafa? There are two cases. Rabbi Akiva focused on Hadafa. Rabbi Yochanan was focused on Gerishin. So when he said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, he's going on the Hadaf and not the case. So we have to go over the more again. Over here. There are two answers. We got to stop here. Doesn't matter. Thank you for coming. Thank you very much. I'm going to go to the hospital.